B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, time for some morning thoughts.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for morning thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up! Will you just shut your trap? Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
Okay, so I woke up thinking about this TV show I've been watching. And Jonas, this show is a great, it's called Russian Doll. Have you ever heard of it?
Yes, Christy is watching it currently.
So, really?
Yes, and I'm surprised.
Dude, watch the show.
I'm surprised because what she told me, I'm like, wow, this isn't your kind of show. She's between that and Breaking Bad right now.
Okay. So, I got lots of TV. I've had over the last, because I haven't moved for like.
Right, you've had some time.
We've been in bed really since last week, so we've watched, we just exhaust TV,
hey,
right?
See, you know what's interesting? It's a serious show, right? Like, it's not like.
So, Russian Doll's about, it's parallel universes and time travel. And it's a great, and it's done with a great character. She's like a New Yorker who's got like, she's full of personality. And in fact, she calls herself a cross between the girl from Brave, the movie, and Andrew Dice Clay. And
okay.
She's awesome, right? So the first season is about her mortality. And if there's something in her past that she's trying to fix to go back. And that creates a chain reaction in her life, and she keeps dying. And it's a great concept. Really, it's a great concept.
So, is it like a easygoing watch?
So, what it is it's a dark. It's like a dark comedy in a sense.
Okay,
more of a drama.
So there is kind of a comedic value.
Yeah,
to the show.
It's definitely a drama.
Because remember, when I had COVID, I started watching Peaky Blinders, but it was just too much. Like, when I'm sick, I don't need too much. You know what I mean? I'm just like, all right, let me just put on something easy. But okay. It seems like you can dive in.
Peaky, that's right.
You can dive into a show no matter the genre. For me, but here's the funny thing. I can watch the Ozark at 6 in the morning, whereas you were like, nah, man, it's too early for that.
Yeah.
Like, our viewing habits are different in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I can't watch. I'm a night viewer for drama. It sounds weird, but yeah.
No, it makes sense. It's not weird.
Now, this show is more of a, like, I like hardcore, no nonsense.
Oh, yeah, that's why you like Gamora so much.
Gamora, and I finished Peaky. Dude, Peaky Blinders is the greatest show. I mean, that and Gamora are my two favorites.
Yeah, no happiness.
And it's just, I mean, it's England in Birmingham, England in the 20s.
Yeah, 1920s. That's you.
It's unbelievable. It's his rise to be, and it's so awesome. It's his rise as a political, becoming, you know, a bootlegger and a bookie to becoming a man of state. It's unbelievable.
Nah, it sounds great.
I mean, it's tremendous. So this whole family. But this show, Russian Doll, is different. It's half hour, and she's great. It's a great story, and the second season's even better. So I need somebody who's seen this to give me a thumbs up.
Okay.
It's a great show, man. You got to watch it.
All right. Yeah, no.
You'll like it, too, because it's got, she's funny. Like, she's got that acerbic wit. She's like a new, I'm telling you, she sounds like Andrew Dice Clay.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
And she's like this right here.
And I know she likes it, so, and she did offer to rewatch it so that I could, like, catch up. So I'm sure that's something that she and I could actually sit down and watch together. That'd be pretty cool. Christy and I have been together for quite some time now, for like 8 years overall, 9 years overall this September. And I'm still confused by her at times. So
it's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Fanatic.
The baby wakes up at 4 in the morning today. It was weird. It was like a delayed feeding. I guess he was tired because he ate so much yesterday, and that's how all babies do is eat, poop, and sleep. And so she goes down. It's 4 o'clock. All of a sudden, it's a little after 6. I wake up. I'm like, she's not back in bed yet. I walk downstairs, and she's playing Xbox, okay? And she's not the biggest video gamer by any means. But I think you might not understand, because you probably don't even know what this game is, but I know there are, it was a huge hit, so a lot of people understand. But she's playing this game called Red Dead Redemption 2.
Okay.
Which is like a Western, like, do you know the world of GTA, Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah.
It's the same makers, but it's okay. Western. So instead of stealing cars, you're stealing horses.
Okay.
And instead of, you know, robbing Fortune 500 companies, you're robbing saloons, right?
Oh, that's cool.
But it's the weirdest thing. She loves it. And I just can't, because, like, that's not her personality whatsoever. I've told you before, she can't watch a show that's too serious. But she'll play this game at 4 in the morning after feeding the baby. It's so confusing. Like, that was my morning thought. Where is my wife? And I walk downstairs to find her playing Red Dead Redemption 2. And for the video gamers out there, they know exactly the game. And they're probably thinking the same thing. Like, wait a minute. She can't. It took her so long to watch Breaking Bad because it's too serious. But she'll play this at 4 in the morning. It's just the weirdest thing to me, man. And I love
it. You know what? Maybe she's, you know, listen, she's got her inner gangster.
Like, I love it, right? Because
we all have our, you know, our inner dark side guy.
Like, I'll get home and she'll be playing it, right? Because the baby's asleep on her chest. And, like, I think it's funny. I'll sit down and I will watch her play it for, like, an hour. And I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe you're doing this right now. I think it's cool.
And she's part of the gang?
It's just weird to me, man.
So how's the game? So you're basically Dillinger, robbing banks and saloons?
Yeah, and you're trying to protect your family and all that kind of, you know, you rob trains, right?
Yeah, well, that was back in the day.
Yeah, it's violent, right? Which I'm all about. Like, I'll play it, but I just can't believe, my buddy owns it. It's his game. And she said, hey, can you ask Jimmy? He was telling me about this game, and I would like to play. Like, it's not even mine. We're borrowing it from my friend. Because she needs something to do.
That's awesome.
Because she's not working, so she's extremely bored, you know, because it's the same thing over and over again. Baby starts crying, time to pump, time to feed, all that kind of stuff. So she needs something different.
Well, I just want to, you know, in the middle of your, you know, you're in this baby mode, that's a good escapism.
Yeah, it's all about escapism. But, like, she was playing GTA prior to the baby, and I found that confusing because I'm like, wait a minute. You won't watch Narcos with me. You won't watch Breaking Bad with me.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know why she won't
play this. Where you're a murderous villain?
Right. Like, she loves those. Like, she's right there with me with Gamora and Peaky Blinders.
Correct. You're right. Right. Now, is Tam about to play GTA?
Right. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. It's funny. Like, I love it. Don't get me wrong. It's just I am confused by it. Especially because she comes up to bed finally at 6:30. Baby starts crying. She's like, I'm so tired. I need you to take care of this one. I'm like, well,
you've been playing video games
for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, she's addicted. That's you with the show. Don't be the show.
Yes, exactly.
She's addicted.
Worst thing I did was buy that damn Xbox.
Yeah, dude.
You know, when COVID first started, I first purchased a keyboard because I wanted to learn to play. Like, I wanted to do something artistic, right? So I bought a keyboard. I was playing the piano a little bit. Like, it was fun. And then I was like, you know what? Let me treat myself and buy this Xbox. And, you know, the keyboard's collecting dust, right? right? So now I'm just playing Xbox, and now she's hooked on it. It's crazy, and I'm just surprised. I'm shocked.
Oh, listen, you know, it's perfect for that she's in that mode, right?
Like, yeah.
You
know,
she's
hey,
in baby mode, and what's the opposite of baby mode?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.